yesterday's attacks on another thing.
Some say that he does have ties to Muslim extremists. I don't know.
Christmas has gone, but the bitter winter cold has just begun to bite. A report released by the leading homelessness charity Shelter shows a shocking rise in the number of homeless people in England. More than 250,000 people in the country are homeless or have no fixed address, living in hostels and other types of temporary accommodation, or sleeping rough on the streets. The figures do not include the hidden homeless, those who have nowhere to live but do not qualify for or are refused formal housing assistance.
I lost my job, so I cannot afford the rent at the moment. So that's why, before I knew it, I got kicked out by my landlord. So that's why I ended up being homeless.
Where have you been sleeping?
I've been sleeping at the park, at the graveyard in Hackney, for the past weeks now, for 2 weeks now.
Gives me benefits to get a health check, having showers every day, eating regular food every day, new clothes. It's the handiest place to have over Christmas.
Of these homeless people, almost half are children. At least 117,000 English children face this Christmas homeless and in temporary accommodation.
I don't understand how you could have people like kids like that homeless on the streets and you want to complain about, all of the madness that goes on in the streets. I mean, we've got so many homeless people, but yet there's still so many buildings being built up and redeveloped and stuff, but none of those actually help these young people. So it doesn't make no sense to me, and I think.
The geographical breakdown of the figures reveals homeless hotspots are in the urban centers. London is the worst affected, with a shocking 2% of its residents facing housing insecurity. In cities around the country, homelessness has increased visibly, with many more people ending up on the streets. Government figures suggest the highest rates of rough sleeping are in Westminster, Bristol, Brighton, and Hove.
Sleeping rough has doubled since 2010. Doubled! I mean, if you've seen it, I've noticed it. I've noticed it's doubled. Hang on a minute. Did I not just say that homelessness services have been halved? And yet homelessness has doubled. The funding's halved and the problem's doubled. It's almost like those two statistics are related somehow, isn't it? It doesn't matter what your politics are. One person living rough on the street, your government's failed.
Every night, around 3,600 people sleep on the streets in England. Precise figures are not available, and the real number is likely to be much higher.
We don't have a clear idea of the extent of the problem because official statistics don't count the magnitude. However, research by Shelter and Crisis have estimated that the scale of the problem is around a magnitude of 10 compared to the official statistics. So that's potentially a huge problem.
In winter, sleeping rough can easily mean death. The average age of death for a homeless woman is 43, and for a homeless man, 46, compared with a national average of 77. Rough sleepers are 35 times more likely to commit suicide or are extremely prone to drug problems and permanent psychological damage.
You're stealing their self-esteem, their self-worth. You're making them feel as if they're not part of society. They're not valued. They themselves then become disenchanted.
Research shows rising homelessness in recent years is caused by high rents, a shortage of housing, cuts to housing benefits, and insecure tenancies. The biggest immediate factor is eviction from accommodation in the private rented sector. This caused 2/5 of homeless cases in London between 2010 and 2015. Financial issues are often compounded by social problems, mental health disorders, and relationship breakdowns.
When people are being put into private rented accommodation, they obviously can't afford that. So then they're being evicted and they're becoming homeless. It's affecting more and more people. It's young people, elderly, families, everyone, like every working class person is being affected by the housing crisis right now, and it's just getting worse and worse.
1.5 million private renters rely on some form of welfare benefits. That's why the government's £25 billion housing benefits budget has been cut by £7 billion in recent years, affecting over 300,000 of the poorest households. The country has seen a lack of affordable housing developed over the past few decades due to the anti-working class policies of both Labour and Conservative governments. Council housing has been privatized, and no new stock has been constructed to replace it.
Could I bring the Prime Minister back to reality? Yeah! The last five years have seen a low level of house building, less than half the new buildings that are actually needed. It's seen rapidly rising rents, rising homelessness, therefore also a higher housing benefit bill, and even the CBI, his friends at the CBI, say we need to be building at least 240,000 homes per year.
It is notoriously difficult to be accepted for homelessness assistance in England. Local authorities are only obliged to assist those who meet a strict set of criteria. According to research by several homelessness charities, of the 275,000 people that applied for local authority support last year, only half were accepted. The problem has been reflected in I, Daniel Blake, directed by Ken Loach, which has been a big success at the UK box office, sparking hot debates in the country.
Colin McNally gave up. When you lose your self-respect, you're done for. I've been told by my doctor I'm not supposed to go back to work yet.
I'm afraid you must continue to look for work, or your benefit payments will be frozen.
There must be some mistake.
If you've been deemed fit for work, your only option is Job Seeker's Allowance.
I think Theresa May, when she became Prime Minister, spoke words of reconciliation. But we know her actions, we know her government. I mean, she has been part of a government that has consciously imposed a cruel regime on people at their most vulnerable. It's a government of sanctions. When the sanctions are put in place, people's lives descend into chaos. They become dependent on food banks. They can't cope. We know they're in danger of suicide, of self-harm. The stories are endless, and maybe on the way into the cinema you saw some examples of this. The government know what they're doing. They don't need a film to tell them. I think we need to change. We need a big change. We need to remove them, not talk to them.
In reality, economic stagnation, along with government austerity measures, are driving hundreds of thousands out of their jobs and into poverty. Alongside years of cuts to welfare entitlements, the Conservative government of Prime Minister Theresa May has recently imposed a draconian welfare cap, agreed by her predecessor David Cameron. This vastly reduces the income of the most vulnerable layers of society.
I'm an ordinary working person. This is a country that I don't recognize anymore. When I look around, I see the poor people, homeless people there are around. And people having to go to food banks to get food. And this is not poor people or homeless people going to food banks. This is ordinary working people like me, like us, like every majority of the people around here. This is not a country I recognize. And that's why we're here today.
Chancellor of the Exchequer, Philip Hammond, has promised an additional £1.4 billion for housing in England, enough to construct only 40,000 homes. Even if these houses are built, it is far below what is required to meet the real scale of the housing crisis.
Yeah, I live in a society where everyone walks past it. I live in a society where the government does nothing about it apart from cut funding. Why is a policeman or an ambulance not stopping and taking him somewhere safe and warm? A society doesn't work if one person is living rough on the street. It's morally bankrupt if this is normal and on the increase and getting worse. And if it's getting worse, it's more visible. And if it's more visible, I have to do more to try and ignore it to be able to get on with my day, which means I become part of the problem. Every day I walk past people who are cold and hungry and ill and homeless, and I don't stop and give them everything I have. Shame on me.
For years, England's homelessness crisis has been an elephant in the room. Politicians reluctant to mention it, and much of the media willing to ignore it, while thousands of English citizens struggle to have a roof over their heads.